All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you can see, we are in this prison tower.
Yeah. I mean, I came here with you, so I know where we're at. It's weird
to be... I just figured I would say it in case anybody was listening.
Oh, okay. That's weird, but okay.
You know, because lots of bugs everywhere. So you can look down on this prison yard here. I bought us this abandoned prison.
Ooh.
And down there's the yard. And it's nighttime. But rest assured, I have painted the name of Games in the grass down there. And I got the searchlight, and we're just going to give it a spin.
Ooh.
And see where it lands.
Yeah, we're going to throw ourselves a little disco party. Okay.
Yeah, like a bat signal, except, it's just
the circle. We don't have, like, a stencil over it.
Well, yeah, and it also just signals guards to come shoot.
Right. They're going to come. How do we get them to stop shooting the game? I mean, if they shoot them,
we use this neutralizer signal.
Okay.
That I have here that has a special kind of light.
Okay.
That neutralizes their murder cules.
Okay. Well, I'll let you do the honor of doing the spin.
Okay. This will be fun.
All right. Hoop. That sounds weirdly like the Price is White, Price is Right wheel.
Oh, the Price is White, is it?
Yeah. That's either current SNL or Mad TV.
Yeah. Who's throwing themselves on that bad boy? Is Keenan in it? It might be kind of funny.
Maybe. He's a treasure.
Yeah. He's a funny man. Okay, look, it's spinning here.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, it's landing in the yard.
Okay.
Oh, here come the guards. They're shooting that spot.
Okay, I will... Okay, I started the neutralization.
The neutralizer catalyst.
Yep, okay, they're good. Right. It's dispersing the gas. Okay.
They're off to go hit the showers. Hit the showers, boys!
Yeah. Yep. And, okay, well, what is it? You've got the binocs.
Okay, let me see. It looks like we are meant to rescue the NBC mission.
Okay.
See, I also don't like this, and it's going to be spicy.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, I want to hear your limp defenses of this, Ross.
I mean, they're going to be especially limp. I just think it's neat. Yeah. I'm just holding up. I'm holding this. It's like a potato. I just think it's neat.
I just think they're neat. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to After Suffering, the show where Cole slowly comes to the dawning realization that none of this is real.
Oh God. Please don't do that to me.
It's a good randomization.
Yeah.
That's coming from Doug.
Good one, Doug. And this is a backer demand. We have Jason. Jason mm-hmm. always includes the exclamation mark, so we know which Jason it is. We're doing Thanks, Rescue. Jason. Rescue the Embassy mission.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. This is an NES game, and it's kind of like a... people talk about it like it's a proto Rainbow Six. I never got far enough to where it felt very Rainbow Six-y to me. It felt a little bit more like Golgo 13 to me, honestly.
Big Golgo 13 DNA.
Yeah. Maybe just because there's the sniping section, but...
It's one of those... it's an Infogrames joint.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's a computer game with a bunch of different modes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, you don't just do one thing. There's no core mechanic. It's like old computer games where they try to emulate a series of events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me of like a tabletop game with rules for like every individual thing you're going to be doing.
Yeah, yeah. A different section of the board that you're doing everything on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Originally, so it feels like a PC port and is one.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be called Hostages.
Mm-hmm.
And in France called Operation Jupiter.
Ooh, I like Operation Jupiter.
That sounds way cooler than Rescue the Embassy mission.
Yeah, I don't care for that one bit. Yeah, Operation Jupiter is good. But yeah, like the individual things that you're doing, you're playing as an entire team of like SWAT or, you know, special operations people who are trying to breach buildings that have been taken over by terrorists. specifically an embassy in this case, I guess. And you're, each of the characters kind of has different roles. And I mean, for me, I couldn't get past anything involving the rappelling.
Yeah, well, the rappelling is horrible.
Like
in this game.
Yeah, I never figured out how to do it.
It begins with just like an absolute dog shit stealth thing, you know, where you hide behind searchlights and you just get sniped if you get searchlighted. So you're just playing, you know, red light, green light, going into alcoves.
I thought for an NES thing, this actually wasn't too bad.
I mean, I suppose for like an NES thing, you know, I mean, maybe I'm just gronky where like instant fail stealth just gets me.
It wasn't instant fail for me. Up. I got shot at a few times. Like I only died on this once. Like it was actually kind of neat because like you know, if you ended up being aggroed, if you moved quickly enough and did like a dive, you would generally lose the shot, and you would just need to hide in whatever hiding place was coming up next, and then the aggro would go down. I actually felt like it was pretty
shot.
Yeah. I mean, that might have just been like a luck thing, honestly.
Yeah. And then you do a sniping thing, which this is the one I like out of these. I thought this was pretty cool. Snipe out a bunch of windows so your buddies can rappel into them. And there'll be little guys who pop out and you can shoot them if you want.
Yeah.
And then you rappel and the rappelling is, man, it's like landing in Top Gun or something. Like, no idea how I was supposed to be doing this.
So I didn't know you were supposed to shoot out the window that your guy was supposed to go through.
Yeah. You can't kick him open. You have to shoot him out. That's a sniper's job, is to open the window.
Yeah. I couldn't figure this out. I had more people falling to their deaths off of wires than like a rehearsal for Spider-Man Turn Out the Dark.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I was reading about it. And what you do is you have to like ride the throttle, because if you press down for too long, you just oops, fall out of rope and just you know, bumble. And the idea of like me taking my entire team of morons and having them all just fall to their death trying to rappel into the window is so funny.
Yeah.
My people, like, it's like John, Mark, Jumbo, and Kemko.
Like, Jumbo and Kemko, no.
Yeah, Ron, Dick, and Kemko. Mike, Steven, Jumbo, Ron, Dick, and Kemko. Extremely good.
Oh, man.
But after I watched a play of it, what happens after that is you end up in a weird first-person, like, screen-based shooter thing. That's, like, really strange. Like, it looks like the like a Mac Venture or something, but you're moving through, you know, it even has the exact same scene transitions that they have in Mac Ventures.
Oh, like the little arrows animation?
Yeah. It's clearly like the same engine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Kemko edited do that as well, or at least for the NES version. Mm-hmm. But you're going from room to room looking for people, terrorists to shoot.
Gotcha. Yeah, I never got to that point. I was frustrated by the rappelling, but like the stealth was okay and the sniping was fine. I don't know, maybe I was just easy to impress today, but like everything was more cinematic than I expected it to be, you know?
It's very cinematic. I think it's just like that we've done games like this before on the show whenever they try to take you know, a old PC game that's very complicated and do it on the NES.
Yeah, your Silent Services. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you end up in a Silent Service situation or like a Pools of Radiance situation or something.
Yeah.
You know, that just ends up being pretty janked. Like, ambitious, but janked.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to play Door Kickers again.
Oh, Door Kickers is good.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get over the theming of it, like, yeah.
Yeah. I love that it came out around the same time on iOS as Crown Takers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like that was going to be what we're going to call game, so like person shooters and you know, land jumpers.
Yeah, I forgot that came out on iOS. I mostly just sticked around with that on PC for
Comrade. How much fun on iPad?
Yeah,
I should get that on iPad. Mm-hmm. Door Kickers is a game about kicking doors and clearing insurgents.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the fake video game from the Breck show, Head Kicker.
Oh, sure. Very different. Yeah. This game, if you play it and you don't fail, it takes 10 minutes to beat.
Oh, fun.
It's one of those things.
Yeah. Like
it got all of its value from being really hard and counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm. There are multiple different missions, but I imagine they're all like variations on the, I mean, it's the same modes of play, right?
Yeah, you go through the same sequence.
Yeah.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
So Mission Jupiter, the reason why it was called Operation Jupiter, Mission Jupiter is the final mission that you do in this.
Yeah.
And the run I'm looking at online just took it 7 minutes and 20 seconds to clear that.
Are they doing like speedrun tricks, or is it literally just
they're long
playing
way.
It? yeah. For varying definitions of long, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's in my quest to find non-commentary YouTubes.
Yeah.
For people who get further in games than I do on the show.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, oh my gosh, trying to find non-commentary YouTubes, like for when I put up the polls for Exquisite Suffering, that's so for some of them, it's really hard to do.
Yeah. Nerd, you're not, man, I like, will go to bed and I'll look through like LP Archive
mm-hmm.
and they have those tags for it. I'm always looking for screenshot Let's Plays because those are, you know, the best. And, there's those tags and people are always doing like voice group informative humorous.
Mm.
And whenever they do that, I promise it's not.
Yeah.
Those things like the times that I've watched them.
Yeah.
Not saying that's impossible, but
mm-hmm.
not very good.
No.
Did you know that rappelling down the building is called abseiling?
What?
According to Wikipedia, ABSEIL.
Also known as rappelling. I've only ever heard it rappelling.
I always thought it was rappelling.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess rappelling means other stuff too.
Maybe.
You know, like you can repel germs.
I mean,
like a Clorox wipe that claims to repel.
Not in that spelling though. Yeah. Maybe it's more, maybe it's more clear if you just say abselling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Abselling. To be fair, I mostly only know of rappelling because of Metal Gear. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a sequel to this called Alcatraz. That's interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool theming for this kind of, you know, multi-mode game. Like escaping a prison would be fun.
Yeah.
With this.
No, this is a very similar thing. Like Alcatraz has been taken over by terrorists. Now it's used now it's used by the notorious criminal Miguel Tardiez to use as the center of his distribution network for his drug and gun running and money laundering operations.
That doesn't seem like the easiest way to do that, Miguel.
Yeah.
like why would you take over Alcatraz for that when you could just get like a warehouse?
I decided to fly under the radar. We based our money laundering operation inside George Washington's head on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, no one will know. We just figured if the cops caught us, we wanted to make it easy for them. We didn't have to walk very far if they arrested us. So we're just like, okay.
Like if all they need to do is close the jail cell that I'm in.
They happened to me already. I came up with this plan after I decided that I was going to commit suicide in an open grave. Just to make it easy for everyone around me. You
know? Jesus.
Like, no fuss, no muss.
Just commit all your crimes in jail already.
Yeah, that's actually very smart. What are they going to do? Put you in jail? I'm already there, ding dongs.
Like, check and mate.
Yeah, it would be. You can't arrest a man who's already arrested. It'd be an empty jester.
Don't think. Oh man, don't you feel foolish?
Yeah, this is a good loophole we found on cops.
Yep. No, it's kind of like if you kill somebody in prison, they have to let you out.
Yeah, yeah, because it's reverse murder.
Uh-huh. What are they going to do? There's not like an ultra jail that can put you in. There's no jail for the jail that's not Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I wonder what crimes we should commit now that we know this cool hack.
Nothing involving blood.
You have the ability to get into a prison.
I mean, yeah, I do. Not like not a currently operating one, though. I can get you into a building that used to be a prison that is still prison shaped. But like, I think
what are they gonna do though? Like, arrest me and take me to a different prison? Who's got the time? That's fucking dumb.
You know? Okay. What if we built our own jail? What if we did like the Sting kind of thing?
Or what if I got glasses that had stencils of iron bars in front of them?
Oh, shit.
So wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
you can't arrest me. I'm already in jail.
Just like those shades, those glasses that are just the blinds, right?
Yeah, but vertical so they don't work. you know, and so they're a jail.
Yeah.
You know, eye jail.
Yeah.
Ooh. Face jail.
We could market it in 2004 if it was eye jail. Everybody, mm-hmm. come to yeah. eye jail.
Come to the eye jail.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a little bit funky. It's a little bit different.
Uh-huh. We do things a little bit differently here. Yeah, just if it was a loophole where it was technically a jail and they couldn't put you in more jail than you're already in.
Yeah. How yeah. can you, it's like some asking somebody to stand up once they've already stood up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do it.
Yeah, nice joke so, there. Nice and absurd. Good one. Yeah,
it's a shame that I don't want to commit crimes because I come up with a lot of good ideas for doing them.
That's the thing, right? And yeah. I grew up, you know, I learned too late that being in trouble is a fake idea, right?
Yeah. I'm a very law-abiding citizen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty law-abiding. Mm-hmm. It's not technically legal for me to do edibles, which is the only illegal thing that I really yeah. do, you know? But like,
because you live in like a backward state.
Well, yeah.
Like eventually it will be.
Eventually.
Fine. You're yeah. just future looking.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not really interested in like taking something somebody else has. Mm-mm. Like that seems to be, you know, like a crime of opportunity. Like, I don't know. I'm too much of a wimp. I'm too much yeah. of a wimp to make something mine.
Well, I don't have that need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. And like that's the excuse to steal stuff is economic need.
Yeah.
Which I don't have.
Right.
And I don't have want mm-hmm. very much that I don't have.
Yeah. You know?
What do I need to do? Like I could get a Marvel Unlimited subscription, a job I like. I don't need anything else.
Yeah. No, you know? I'm pretty well off. Which makes all those like rich assholes who do like mega stealing, like what the fuck is up yeah. with you, buddy?
Well, you're hey. Really, really poison hey, souls like
hey them. Asshole, come on,
no reason,
you already have what you know, need.
Like I already got a cot and I can have as many hots as I like. You know, some days are two hots.
I have yes. hot and cold running hots over here in this house.
Yeah,
everything is set.
Yeah, and I can go to my cot whenever I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just yeah, the idea of just committing a crime just seems silly to me.
Yeah,
you don't need to.
And know? Like it's weapons good, are fun, but I don't want to use them on good. Somebody.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, even then, that's not a crime, you know,
to use them
just
on
to
some?
Have them.
Well, oh,
no,
yeah.
just to have them. Like that's
oh,
not
right,
a,
right.
Know. So, like, yeah, I have no interest in hurting anybody. Obviously, mm-hmm. but I don't even need to take anything.
No,
what do I want?
Yeah,
you know. I know that's a privileged position. That's why I'm saying, if you do need, steal mm-hmm. away.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Go for it.
Yeah. But just use the glasses that I invented.
So that
to,
way
to get out of it.
Yeah. Walk around if in a prison our power making.
If a cop asks you if you're already in jail, you have to answer truthfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise it's de-entrapment. So
it's disentrapment.
Yeah.
Oh man. So
get the glasses.
God, what other crime is there? Like speeding and stuff, but like I don't know. I got a speeding sometimes by accident. I got a speeding ticket
I
once.
Guess I mean
yeah. I got a moving moving violation once when I got into that car accident, which was like, all right, I'm already at the hospital. I'm in a lot of pain. Like this sucks. Plus you're going to make me pay $150 at a courthouse. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Isn't the crash I got into punishment enough?
You'd think so.
Yeah.
I think you should have been able to argue you're already punished.
Yeah. I pled no contest. I showed up at the courthouse in a suit and tie.
When I think about crimes I would commit, all the crimes I can think of are crimes that like are just altruisms, you know, like if I could just like, oh yeah, I just press a button, I steal all of Elon Musk money.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be for me, but it'd be like, that guy shouldn't have it. Like mm-hmm. give it away. It'd be great. You know, that'd be a good crime.
Yeah. Yeah. Your Robin Hood crimes, right?
Yeah. Robin Hood was a good criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Batman's a good criminal. Like there aren't that many of them, but.
Like one of the biggest criminal endeavors I was ever party to in high school, I had a friend who did a paper route. Okay.
Were you one of the rounders?
We did play a lot of poker in high school, but that's because I graduated high school in 2006. So Texas Hold'em all the time, and I kind of fucking hated it by the end because we stopped talking. It was the same group. We used to play Halo together, and it was a lot of fun because we would play Halo and talk, you know, and shit talk each other or whatever. But then when it went over to playing Hold'em, the conversation just kind of stopped. It was like, we're eyes on the prize. We're playing the game. And like, I don't know. I just want to hang out with my buds. And I'm not really invested in winning these chips, guys. But we were not the rounders. Nor were we. There was a similar one that was about pool, but playing billiards or whatever. No,
the sting.
I had a friend who had a paper route. And shortly after our town got a Chipotle for the first time, and it was a big deal. They had a deal in the newspaper where, like, in the circular, like in the ads, they put a brown paper bag that was like, get a free burrito. It was like a coupon for a free burrito, but you just brought in the paper bag and they would put it in. This friend on his paper route, he went through all of his papers and he pulled out the brown bags before he delivered the papers, and we had unlimited burritos for an entire summer, Gary.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good crime. I wouldn't convict you for that.
No, I mean, I didn't do it. That's a good crime. All I did was benefit from it and not report it. I was an accessory.
Oh, first they came for the burrito coupons. I said nothing because I wanted them.
Well, because they were tasty. Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about, shoplifting phases and stuff as a kid, like me stealing hot glue refills and shit from Joann Fabrics and then asking for a water and filling it with orange drink. And the McDonald's and getting caught and running like a mile away, imagining like hounds and police helicopters chasing me and stuff.
Yeah.
But the now it's, you know, crime seems silly to me.
Yeah. Too much to lose. You know, and I've always been a weenie. Like my friends would cross the street and, you know, in the middle of the block and be like, no, I'll catch up to you guys. I'll go to the crosswalk.
I guess I commit that crime all the time.
I suppose.
Yeah. There's a gradient of criminal on this network.
There is.
Who do you think is the most crimey on the network?
Oh, David, by far.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He seems like a real drug runner. Which does a bunch of cyber crimes.
Yeah.
Like
and
stuff.
Yeah. Oh, we benefited from that in the past, though. So that's not a problem. Yeah. Should I cut that out?
You bleep it. I like any crime that I benefit from that doesn't hurt anybody. And I don't have to do. So that's my crime stats, my crime time.
That's the thing.
I had I was out eating lunch at a outdoor eating area.
Okay.
The other day, and watched an anti-mask freak out.
Ooh.
For the first time I'd seen one in a while.
So how many of those have you seen? I've not seen any, which is weird given where I am, but also I'm never out. So.
Yeah. This is the second one I've seen.
Okay.
But I'm also never out.
Okay.
I'm very rarely. And the guy, it was a food cart and he didn't think you'd have to wear a mask to order because he was going to eat outside.
Right.
And, he yelled at him and said, you know, I guess you don't want my business, et cetera. And then another customer in line was like, dude, it's been like a fucking year. How do you not know this? Which I was very proud of because it's like, that is the response.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's been a year, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. How have you not, like, why are you still mad about this?
Yeah. And then dude lost it and, you know, ended up walking away grumbling and swearing.
Yeah.
Begging for people to watch him on cell phone. So
he was taking video of it?
Sort of go. No. I think he wanted other people to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One of those things.
Yeah.
So, so he could start his GoFundMe or whatever he would do after that.
Yeah. I'm surprised that I've not seen more of that given where I live. Like most of the anti-mask shit that I see is like on Facebook, like in the community Facebook group and stuff like that. But like on the rare times where I go into a grocery store as opposed to doing like curbside pickup or whatever, like pretty much everybody is wearing the mask. Like you get people who, you know, are wearing it under their nose or around their chin or something. And you definitely get the people who like wear the, you know, the sassy, like, you know, like they've got a mask on and it says muzzle. Yeah. Or like censor, or, you know, or like masks that are like, you know, pro Trump or whatever. And it's like, oh no, you owned me. You're wearing a mask. Please don't wear a mask that has something written on it. Like, all I care about is that you wear a mask. If you want your mask to be a tantrum, then that's cool.
I've been working on a mask that shows that I'm already owned. So nobody would own me because it'd be redundant.
Yes.
You know, like just put owned or whatever. Just put like, you know, soy cock or something like that. And just like, hey, don't bother. I'm way ahead of you, man. I'm, you know.
Just walk around with a mask that says pronouns and bio.
Yeah. Just like, yell at me all you like. You fucking weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's silly shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty close to being immune or being, you know, fully vaxxed. I got my second vax appointment coming up soon.
You do?
So it's happening.
I hope it doesn't knock you on your ass.
You know, I'm okay with it being knocked on my ass. I don't have anything going on that next day.
Yeah. Oh, we cleared time off. Yeah.
Yeah. And even really the day after that. So I can just lay in bed and, you know, watch movies on my iPad or whatever.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, I was knocked on my ass and it was worth it. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe I won't be as well. Mm-hmm. I was anticipating more effect from even the first one because I, you know, I get sick. I'm not, you know, Captain Immune System or anything over here.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not big time. I mean, what's something that you're, it's funny that like, this has been our lives. I don't know. I haven't been consciously avoiding talking about it, but like, you know, I didn't want Abject Suffering to just be all about this stuff. But now that we're talking about it, I want to run through all the stuff. Like what's one thing that you're doing that you want to do once you're fully immune, like that you are not doing now?
So I've been dipping my toe in a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is not a bunch, but a couple times I have, like, I will go into the grocery store by my house if I just need one thing.
Yeah.
And just throw a mask and just do it so that I don't really miss that. And I've walked around the antique mall that's by my house twice, which is masked up when it was dead because I needed to be out of my house and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to being able to go to a space, like an area, and just be in it, you know? So like, oh, I am on this street. There are a couple of shops I like to check out. There's a coffee shop I like to check out, and there's a restaurant I like, and just being able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just sounds really good. Like I want to go, to like Hawthorne and check out the used game store, drink a nice coffee, watch a movie and go into the Powell's and browse books.
I'm just,
you know, that is the kind of day I miss.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
I miss being inside without like having the 15-minute like running timer in my head, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I've got to be out of here. I've got to be out of here within 15 minutes, you know, in order to like reduce the risk, you know, because after that, you're, you know, if you're around the same people, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just looking forward to not having that fucking timed VR mission going on all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a general non-worriness.
Yeah.
That I'm looking forward to. I'm also, you know, when I'm outside, if I'm walking and there's like nobody around, you know, I don't have a mask on. I can't see anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to being vaccinated where like the CDC says that if you're outside, you know, no mask necessary.
Yeah.
Cause I don't like wearing it. I understand, you know, we were just talking about how it's like, hey, it's no big deal. Shut the fuck up. Get used to it, which is all true. But also it makes my beard really sweaty and gross.
Same.
And, you know, it'll be nice just to be free balling it.
Yeah. That's the thing, right? Like the people who whine about wearing the mask and it's like, do you think I love wearing this thing? Like, no, it sucks. But the thing is, like, we should have solidarity in that. Like all of us are suffering together. Like
sometimes you just have to endure.
Yeah. Cause that's what being a fucking adult is. I don't like wearing pants all the time, but shit, dude,
even as a kid, like, that's what life was like.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the thing that you learn about being a person is, like, sometimes you don't get a choice in what you're doing. You just have to endure it.
That's the thing that, you know, adults spent all of my childhood pounding into me is that things aren't fair. And then all those same fucking adults who said that stuff are turning around and throwing piss fits.
Yeah. Like, little tiny baby boomer.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yep.
But, and then, you know, obviously I'm with you in wanting to go to an arcade pretty bad.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go play some pinball or whatever, play some just general arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Pocket. Give me 1 second, Cole.
Here comes Mr.
Tell me what the Constitution means to you.
Okay. Oh, Constitution means to me, it's a living document. We should be changing it more often than we do. Originalism is a very dumb and silly idea. You can't know what they were thinking, and the world has changed so much, especially in the past 20 years.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, Pocket's been hanging out in my office a lot lately,
uh-huh.
And if I don't have the window open, he tries to open the blinds, which is, a way that cats ruin blinds.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm looking forward to, even though I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, because I think we're not there yet as a country, is live event shit.
Yep.
Like, I watched a couple, videos online of people who are, like, posted from cons.
Yeah.
And I got simultaneously nervous because, that's something I associate with nervousness now. Mm-hmm. But also I was looking forward to that, like, not having that nervousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just being in that kind of energy.
Yes. You know. Very much so. I miss, it had been a very long time. It had been so long since I'd been to a concert before all this started that, like, I was already kind of, jonesing for it. And then to have all of that shut down, it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know.
And band practice.
Yeah.
Like, that is I'm really looking forward to that again. I went and did an outdoor hang with my band dudes.
Oh, nice. Oh, you cut out.
And all my socializing is broken. Like, I, we talk all right. week. I was going to say, all my socializing is broken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at it anymore, even though we talk all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to rebuilding that muscle because those dudes are great.
Mm-hmm.
And a very pleasant part of my life.
Yeah.
So
looking forward to getting back in touch with some friends who are around here that just kind of dropped off when all this kind of started. Going out getting some beers with folks.
Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been hard. It's been very difficult.
If you haven't seen it yet, Cole, and this is not comedy show material stuff. Like we've kind of dripped into, we never know what's going to happen on Object Suffering.
No.
The Aaron Signal, the YouTube essayist I did, did an essay, his most recent one,
mm-hmm.
that is about like a year of quarantine.
Oh yeah.
Gaming. Have you watched that?
No, I haven't.
You'll like it. It's like highly relatable. It's very it's spoke to me.
Yeah.
Like he's speaking to my experience pretty well.
Like what's his thesis on that, or is it more just like talking about how his attitude toward it evolved over time?
It's more the feeling of like, being in a privileged position, like being fine.
Yeah.
Through all this stuff, but also it's like you're also kind of not,
mm-hmm.
Fine. Like the feeling that it takes from you, the toll it takes,
mm-hmm.
Even if you are not in a position where you have to like go into work, and put yourself in danger and everything, just the monotony and the mental overhead
of
the parade of misery.
Yeah. Overhead was going to be the word that I used for that. Yeah, I relate to that, and I also feel guilty even talking about. I feel guilty sometimes when I complain about, like, oh yeah, this is hard. Like, oh, you're not a grocery checkout guy or whatever. But you think we should all be allowed to, own our own discomfort and, sadness. So
yeah.
have to drum that instinct out of me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on that incredibly sad note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what
it's
we
no
got.
Virtual eggs, but it'll do.
Thank you, Jason, for recommending this. I thought it was okay. It was one of those just ambitious 8-bit experiments. Gary felt differently.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting, but bad. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. But we do appreciate you. You are neither bad or uninteresting. You guys are great. We're listening to this. We like you. If you want to support us, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Mm-hmm. And we'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Help us out.
Please do. But most of all, come back next time. Maybe we'll be less melancholy. But
apologies for that. It's just a little bit off my game today.
Oh, you know, yeah. I own it too. It is a-okay. But as our friend on Twitter, Invisible Kraken, always says, and until next time, live fast, pet cats.